Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You spent some time in Minnesota. Who are you cheering for tonight in this basketball game?
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm.
That's your guy?
That's my baby.
Okay. You know him?
Nope.
Not yet.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
There it is.
That indeed is Lizzo. Who
courtside.
Is courtside. That's and awesome. Has a thing for Karl Anthony Towns. That's a matchup problem. I mean, I don't.
Is it though?
Well, wait.
I think that could work out.
You think?
I think that could work out great.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah, he's
She's
a tough cover.
She's trending on Twitter, by the way. She's number
Is it for
one
that?
Right now.
Yeah.
It's
there's the other thing where she was dancing a little bit and showed you a little thong action.
Oh, I see it. Oh, yeah. That is also trending.
Yeah. Good for her.
My word.
Out here letting you know, hey, I'm available.
I appreciate calling your shot.
I'll never forget.
I appreciate the hell out of that.
Basketball player, one of my all-time favorites, a guy named Earl Jones, who was a center out of George Washington, first-round pick of the Lakers, in the 80s. And we had him in Rockford, end of his career. He's like 35 years old, just big old 7-footer, and didn't talk much. But when he did talk, it was always funny or interesting. And you know, you're waiting after the game, and people are sort of filing by, and you know, you see there's the dance team, the cheerleaders and stuff, and you're like, yeah, look at him, you know, about that. And I was just like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're looking at. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you skinny-ass women that got no meat on their bones. Said, come on. His aesthetic was completely different.
I've been telling you that for years.
And he's just looking at me, just look, giving me that look. Like, come on. Like that's just not – those women are not attractive to me at all. And I said, all right. And he said, look at me. He goes, I'm 7 feet tall. He goes, I need something. He goes, give me a 300-pounder, and then we're talking. And I'm like, oh, Earl – you be you, man.
Call your shot.
Yeah,
I don't know if Lizzo's 300 pounds, but
no, I'm just thinking, okay, man. I'm like, just a completely different aesthetic.
That's right. And that right there, that was her letting you know what she's going to do.
Absolutely.
If she gets Karl Anthony Towns alone.
Absolutely.
That's all you need to know. That's how it's going down.
That's terrific.
Did Good he respond?
He was playing a basketball game at the time.
But you're saying, but he mentioned that something's trending on Twitter. I'm wondering if anything any DMs are sliding.
Well, I could just see. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns just kind of walking back on defense and you know taking a look, seeing mm-hmm. what's up.
Yeah, and then
hearing some noise.
I mean, I don't. If you're a player, you know, bad boys move in silence. Don't say nothing. Just hit her up.
It's true.
If you're interested.
You get people on the bench to make that happen for you. You know, I don't know how it works necessarily in basketball, but there's, you know, in baseball, there's the old ball trick.
Well,
you write down the
Jordan
number,
had like an army of people that would do.
I just don't know the mechanisms for which it worked necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, you can, if you're a ball player, you can get it done yourself. In basketball, you probably need a third party to help facilitate that.
Side. I don't know if that even has to happen. Especially because you know what's
going to these days.
In the post game, that same reporter is then going to ask Karl Anthony Towns, hey, Lizzo was at the game today. I don't know if you noticed her. She definitely noticed you.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
He'd be like, yeah, we've been texting for 20 minutes now.
Exactly.
You got it.
We're going to go out there.
Was it Wilson Contreras that clumsily went after Mia Khalifa?
Yeah.
He's not the only one, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I want to say.
And she was like, she went on Twitter and was like, hey, Cubs people, come get your man.
She aired out a couple of people that had tried to slide into
and
the old DMs.
Isn't your buddy Lisa Ann? Didn't you have her on the show?
I did. I had her on the podcast because she's now a fantasy football expert.
And she
apparently going to be doing fantasy baseball this year, too.
Yeah, and really? She's been very open about her NBA relationships.
She has rules. She's talked about her rules in the past. But, yeah, she said that she wanted to do some stuff. We haven't done a lot of fantasy football overall on the show, or I would have, like, made her a more regular guest on the show. But right. if you want to do fantasy baseball later on, call her.
Call Church. Tell him he's out.
Church, you're done.
You're out of here.
Also has giant fake breastises, though. Paul, people don't know that about Church.
Church is all natural.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Yeah, no, he's very proud of that, too.
He is definitely all natural. Something I want to get into, and I want to ask you guys about this. I heard you guys talking with Sahadev, mm-hmm. and the winter meetings are going on, which sometimes is just a whole lot of nothing. It's a lot of hurry up and wait. Are the Cubs really going to do the we're poor thing?
Apparently
are they
so.
Doing that?
Apparently so.
They pulled out that old chestnut.
Yeah.
We ain't got no money.
Listen, if
even though we just sold TD Ameritrade for how much? $26 billion.
I think that's the conversation. And the next part is how poor. Because everybody's been talking about this offseason as though it's going to be a trade of Chris Bryant or a trade of Javi Baez or a trade of Wilson Contreras. They're going to be just one. We got that promise. Do we have that promise?
Well,
is that money enough?
Well, there's something else that needs to happen. I know Andy Dolan on The Athletic wrote about it. He wrote a really like passionate piece about the Cubs and their budget issues. And he asked a really good question. And the question was, okay, so you're talking about trading Chris Bryant. Are you also talking about maybe signing him to an extension, or have you closed the door on that? And I think that's a good question, but you do need to know, is Chris Bryant a free agent after this season?
Do you think they know?
Yes. I don't think they know.
No, I don't know. I don't. And I don't know that anybody really has a sense of when that decision's going to come down.
That seems like it should be something that should be front and center for baseball to conclude.
Seems blatantly unfair,
but
yeah.
Baseball's not concluding it, though. It's an independent arbitrator.
Third party, yeah.
So it's not – I don't know what the rules are about when that decision has to be rendered.
Right, but couldn't baseball as the governing body just say, it's your call, it's got to be done by next week or something like that? I mean, this is at this point, you know, you're looking at this guy going, what did they do, dog ate your homework again? Like, this is – dude. Because this affects – it doesn't just affect one team.
It might not be a dude.
It might be a woman
making the decision.
It's fair. Yeah. You could still yell dude if you wanted to. If you were that kind of angry. It does affect more than just one team, too.
For sure.
Because the third base market is one of the more captivating ones this free agency, outside of what Garrett Cole's going to make, the $250 million he's going to get. But there are dominoes that go here. And if the Cubs have just 1 year left of Chris Bryant, then the conversations about do you trade him, don't you trade him, do you get an extension, becomes a lot more like the Red Sox conversation in trying to trade Mookie Betts. And something where you actually do have to talk about that now if it is 1 year.
And who do you trade him to? Like, all of those things kind of pop up and they matter. If you're going to make a trade for Chris Bryant, like, where are you sending him? And what type of prospects can you get back for him if you've made up your mind? Now, I'm all for the if there's no reason to not try to reach an extension with Chris Bryant. He should be – that's one of those players that you would hope plays for your team for 10 years.
With you there, yeah.
But if you've made the decision, where you send him to and where the optics might look the best for you versus not looking the best for you, so, and how does that match up with the prospects that you're getting back?
So you're saying just because the Dodgers and Braves have some of the best systems, that might not be the finest place to go send Chris Bryant? Because you're going to, if you see him in the playoffs and Bryant's bashing dingers at Wrigley, some other uniform, that hurts?
I feel very strongly if the Cubs do trade Chris Bryant that they aren't going to the playoffs.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
Would that be fair? Would that be unfair?
Well, I think right now they're on the outside looking in. I don't have to get much past their pitching staff to look at where they are right now and see what other teams are doing in the National League. Take a look at what Cincinnati is doing right now.
Yeah.
You keep an eye on that team that was a pushover. That was, Chris Bryant's got these great numbers. Yeah, but he's just doing it against the Reds. Or they're just getting fat against the Reds. There's no getting fat on the Reds anymore.
No. The whole division is competitive.
Pittsburgh is going to kind of get out of the baseball business.
But at least they have a GM that gives a damn.
Yeah, but last year
they were still competitive. And against the Cubs, especially towards the end of the first half of the season, they were a real problem. for the Cubs.
That's true.
Like, if you remember, that week in Pittsburgh was the should Joe Maddon be fired week?
Yep.
Because this is some BS that's going on here.
Yeah, the other variable that is looming over everything when you're trying to place a number on a player's value, which baseball are we using? I would hope that GMs are making life making the people who run this game in the operations side of the game at least aware that you've got to be open and honest. Is it the playoff ball? Is it the regular season ball? Because that changes how you value power. It just does. Mm-hmm. Tell us. We've got to know to do our jobs.
Well, they're not going to tell us.
I don't think so.
And I don't think they're going to tell them either.
I don't think so.
Or do you just mix up both baseball? I don't know. Whatever you get.
Like a blackjack dealer?
Everyone's playing in Coors Field
now. Box of chocolates. You don't know. It depends. Maybe the reliever comes in. Oh, which ball does he have?
Don't know. The slick one? Oh, there it is. Throw that one away.
Verlander's going to murder someone this year, isn't he?
Well, probably.
Yeah, he might.
He might for all sorts of reasons. Gentlemen. Yeah. Enjoy your Monday. That is Bernstein and McKnight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.